Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Anthony with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a discount food retailer based in South Brisbane opened by the House of Prayer Group has been unable to open a larger storefront owing to the support from charity organisation Carinity. The store provides heavily discounted groceries to over 600 vulnerable homes weekly, supporting those enduring hardship due to the cost of living crisis. Sharife Krabbo, a House of Prayer spokesperson, explained that they have been able to double the size of the store and hence extend their service to many more households.
The Bunnings, located in Stafford, was shut down temporarily yesterday and customers were made to evacuate following a bomb threat. The police were called to evacuate the situation towards midday and they've confirmed that the store was safe. The identity of the threat maker is still unknown to authorities.
In national news, the Fair Work Commission announced yesterday that it is considering to expand work-from-home rights for clerical workers. Millions of office workers in Australia can be affected. If the new terms come into effect, private sector clerical workers will have a legal right to request to work from home. The head of Fair Work said the term may serve as a model for incorporation in other modern awards with or without adaptation, meaning it can be adopted by other sectors.
Multiple wind warnings have been issued for southeast Australia due to the gradient between record heat over the mainland and polar air near Tasmania. The sharp temperature change is leading to a ferocious jet stream that blows up to a peak of 350 km per hour over South Australia. Jet streams are ribbons of strong winds circumnavigating between tropical and polar air with a low range of 150 to 200 km per hour. The inland heat will hit the New South Wales coast following an increasing northwesterly airstream as Brisbane and Sydney areas look set to break winter heat records.
In international news, scientists find almost 11,000 microbial species in 2,500 different types of foods. Half of them are new to science, and 3% of the microbes are overlapping with the microbiome of the adult human gut. The microbes can determine the taste, texture, and nutritional value of food. Some food microbes are known for their purpose in food, such as yeast in bread and lactic acid bacteria in yogurt. However, many of the food microbes are not understood for now.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The UV index is predicted to reach a high 7. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
There she blows!